Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The DH, Dave Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eric King. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiggins. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pardo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiggins moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Wiggins scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Brookins moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacey throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Whitaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brookins scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. O'Malley strikes out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wiggins. Gibson moves to second. Nate Snell now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pardo for a passed ball. Parrish moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Pardo picks up the ball and throws it to Snell, who tags the runner out. Parrish scores. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lacy strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Dave Engel. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Bergman moves to third. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergman tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. King juggles the ball. That's an error on King. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shelby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.